Chapter 1. Mantell Sector, North Nekhebet, Resurgam, Delta Pavonis System, 2551. There was a razor storm coming in. Sylvestre stood on the edge of the excavation and wondered if any of his labors would survive the night. The archaeological dig was an array of deep square shafts, separated by balks of sheer-sided soil, the classical Wheeler box grid. The shafts went down tens of meters, walled by transparent cofferdams spun from hyperdiamond. A million years of stratified geological history pressed against the sheets, but it would take only one good dustfall, one good razor storm, to fill the shafts almost to the surface.
"Confirmation, sir," said one of his team, emerging from the crouched form of the first crawler.
The man's voice was muffled behind his breather mask.
"Cuvier's just issued a severe weather advisory for the whole North Nekhebet landmass. They're advising all surface teams to return to the nearest base."
"You're saying we should pack up and drive back to Mantell?"
"It's going to be a hard one, sir."
The man fidgeted, drawing the collar of his jacket tighter around his neck.
"Shall I issue the general evacuation order?"
Sylvestre looked down at the excavation grid, the sides of each shaft brightly lit by the banks of floodlights arrayed around the area. Pavonis never got high enough at these latitudes to provide much useful illumination. Now, sinking towards the horizon and clotted by great coils of dust, it was little more than a rusty red smear, hard for his eyes to focus on. Soon dust devils would come, scurrying across the Potero steps like so many overwound toy gyroscopes. Then the main thrust of the storm, rising like a black anvil.
"No," he said, "there's no need for us to leave. We're well sheltered here. There's hardly any erosion pattering on those boulders, in case you hadn't noticed. If the storm becomes too harsh, we'll shelter in the crawlers."
The man looked at the rocks, shaking his head as if doubting the evidence of his ears.
"Sir, Cuvier only issue an advisory of this severity once every year or two. It's an order of magnitude above anything we've experienced before."
"Speak for yourself," Sylvestre said, noticing the way the man's gaze snapped involuntarily to his eyes and then off again, embarrassed.
"Listen to me. We cannot afford to abandon this dig. Do you understand?"
The man looked back at the grid.
"We can protect what we've uncovered with sheeting, sir, then bury transponders. Even if the dust covers every shaft, we'll be able to find the site again and get back to where we are now."
Behind his dust goggles, the man's eyes were wild, beseeching.
"When we return, we can put a dome over the whole grid. Wouldn't that be best, sir, rather than risk people and equipment out here?"
Sylvestre took a step closer to the man, forcing him to step back towards the grid's closest shaft.
"You're to do the following. Inform all dig teams that they carry on working until I say otherwise and that there is to be no talk of retreating to Mantell. Meanwhile, I want only the most sensitive instruments taken aboard the crawlers.
Is that understood?"
"But what about people, sir?"
"People are to do what they came out here to do. Dig."
Sylvestre stared reproachfully at the man, almost inviting him to question the order. But after a long moment of hesitation, the man turned on his heels and scurried across the grid, navigating the tops of the balks with practiced ease. Spaced around the grid like down-pointed cannon, the delicate imaging gravitometers swayed slightly as the wind began to increase. Sylvestre waited, then followed a similar path, deviating when he was a few boxes into the grid. Near the center of the excavation, four boxes had been enlarged into one single slab-sided pit, 30 meters from side to side and nearly as deep. Sylvestre stepped on to the ladder which led into the pit and moved quickly down the side. He had made the journey up and down this ladder so many times in the last few weeks that the lack of vertigo was almost more disturbing than the thing itself. Moving down the cofferdam side, he descended through layers of geological time. 900,000 years had passed since the event. Most of that stratification was permafrost, typical in Resurgam's subpolar latitudes. Permanent frost soil which never thawed. Deeper down, close to the event itself, was a layer of regolith laid down in the impacts which had followed. The event itself was a single hair-fine black demarcation. The ash of burning forests. The floor of the pit was not level, but followed narrowing steps down to a final depth of 40 meters below the...